And hope and love. What do I find it in this crazy old world? I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
You know we need them. Yeah, we do. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. You ready? You ready for your daily dose? Radio rehab?
I think I'm ready. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you are especially ready today. Hey, folks. Welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, POPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And, you know, it's happened every year. Every year this happens.
Yes.
We come into a place where
it's officially fall.
It's officially, yeah, that happened yesterday.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people socially kind of celebrate September 1st as the beginning of fall, but astronomically it doesn't happen until technically the fall equinox, which happened yesterday. Right, which is when officially the days begin to shorten and the nights begin to elongate.
So it's a transition period. It happens every year, so you know, but it's a balance. It's a balance between the dark and the light. There's a shifting going on. And so what does the transition really mean to us? What opportunities can it offer us? Can it offer us some mental opportunities, some emotional opportunities, perhaps some spiritual opportunities?
Absolutely.
Fall, you know, I love fall.
Yes.
Fall is a, you know, it's almost like everything. We have a little we have a little saying,
yes,
that hangs on the wall. Well, it did at the other house.
Yeah, we need to get it out.
We need
again.
To get it out. It's but it's everything begins again. You know,
everything starts over again at fresh in the fall. It's an F. Scott Fitzgerald quote. And I don't have to find the exact quote. But
so
it's good.
You know, but fall is a unique time. And of course, right now there's a lot of uncertainty in our world. There's some, I don't think anyone could argue that there's transformation going on. And so this time, this equinox, offers us a balance between,
light and dark.
Light and dark.
Night
darkness and renewal.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that today here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Light and dark, we're talking about it today on Strategies. Come back and join us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive. With flavors from the family, passed down to survive. The Godfather's here, with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong. Radio we have every day. Chase those.
welcome in. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and fall equinox yesterday, huh?
That's right.
The transition. And so letting go, harvest time, wisdom that goes with that, preparing to rest.
Yes.
Yeah. A long winter's nap ahead of us, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if we think about it, so yesterday the sun rose more or less directly in the east and set directly in the west.
Okay.
Day and night were fairly equal, the most equal that they will be ever. Within the year.
Right. Yeah. And so that it's like a time of balance.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. So for a brief moment, let's think about this. Balance is not just an idea, but it's literally written in the sky.
Ooh.
For a brief moment.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
And so, you know, it calls us, this is something that I'm really, can I say, passionate about, that we return to, that we really need as humans. We're so disconnected from the natural cycles, the cycles of nature from which we came, from which we are a part.
Right.
And so, you know, I want to ask us to return and ask and find the wisdom in this, right? So the
More and more people are talking about this than ever before in my lifetime, Laura.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, again, I don't want to go into the negative. We know how we kind of got waylaid and away from the being close to nature.
Sure.
And
all the industry, all of the urbanization.
Sure.
Modernization.
And
it's not all bad.
We don't have to bedevil that. We don't have to, you know. However, again, the key word for me, as I'm listening to you, is balance.
Yes.
And so the opportunity, what we're being called to maybe pay attention to every fall equinox, maybe even to ask ourselves, you know, to look at how are we in the various aspects of our lives, right?
Yes.
Emotionally, spiritually,
mentally,
relationship-wise, are we close to that point of balance? Mm-hmm. This gives us an opportunity to do that. And again, you know, the harvest, back in the day, lots of hard work going on right now, bringing in the harvest, right?
Ancient Celts, Druids, they had harvest festivals.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, honoring.
But there was a lot of work that went into that, and then rest ahead to get ready for replanting and the long winter. So that's, you know, again, that's the opportunity that we are being given, I think. Mm-hmm. And we want balance in our lives. So it's an opportunity for us to naturally turn inward, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about balance, I think sometimes we as humans think, well, obviously, you know, there are lots of times where we feel, and we quite frankly often are, out of balance.
Right.
And I think we as humans and egos think, well, I've got to do something to shift into this balance. And I think actually, maybe especially with the wisdom of nature and the fall equinox, it's asking us to maybe even surrender or let go, and to actually recognize that balance will naturally happen if we allow it.
If we allow it. And so it's a time for release. It's a time for reflection. It's also a time for gratitude, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we think of... We in the West celebrate Thanksgiving in the fall, which is not too far away, right? It's one of the earlier...
It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's amazing to me because it feels like we were just doing New Year's, right? and I opened up the newspaper this morning. Well, not the paper newspaper, but the newspaper online.
Right.
And there was a picture of a large pumpkin patch, I think, down south someplace, because they were there was an article about where are the greatest pump, you know, where's the greatest pumpkin patch?
Where's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, it's that time, you know?
Yes, it's upon us.
It's upon
us. Pumpkin spice is everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But flannels will be coming out soon.
You know, so again, we've mentioned this, but to connect to the cycles of life, right? Mm-hmm. And honoring both endings, because in many ways we're looking at a natural ending of a cycle,
right? And then the end of the sun as the major part of our day,
right? Yeah,
the days are shortening,
and we're looking forward to new beginnings, right?
Yeah.
So
when the sun will come return again?
Yeah. So I mean that's you know, that's kind of an honoring of that cycle, if mm-hmm. you will. Mm-hmm. And you know, in many different religions throughout the world, mm-hmm. there is that natural cycle built in, yeah. right?
Right.
When you look at when you look at the different liturgical seasons, let's say, mm-hmm. they follow kind of a natural rhythm.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I mean, and I think because most religions were actually built upon ancient ancient practices of sacred nature being in one.
Yeah, we know that,
whether that's the Druids or that's paganisms or indigenous traditions.
We know that a lot of, let's say, just picking on Christianity because that's what you and I are, that Christianity back in ancient times incorporated mm-hmm. into the liturgical year parts of the cycle people were already practicing. So, you know, for instance, pretty much everybody knows all the how many symbols during the Christmas season, you know, were actually pagan symbols.
Absolutely.
That were incorporated
usurped
into Christianity, and then, a symbolism was projected onto them, and it's rich, mm-hmm. right? But again, you know, that it's an attempt to look at the cyclical nature of life, mm-hmm. beginnings, endings, and I suppose ordinary time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's an invitation to, you know, back to gratitude, to be able to appreciate and be present with each phase of the cycle, each season of the year as it, you know, unfolds before us, for us and around us.
And people may be doing spiritual practices and they don't even know it. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of people now. I mentioned the pumpkins, right?
Yep.
So there's a lot of people decorating mm-hmm. their homes, mm-hmm. looking for those perfect decorations for fall, right?
Right.
And just that, and so, can we look at that as, even if we're not, if we don't practice a particular form of spirituality or religion, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
That when we engage in that, we're actually engaging in a spiritual practice. We're readying our environment. Yep. We're readying our homes for this coming season, right?
Right. And you're aligning your body, your environment, your mind, your space with the outward nature that's inviting us to, you know, let go. I mean, that's what's happening with the trees very soon. They're all going
soon see around here lots of leaves dropping.
To let go and to go inward and to conserve some energy.
Yep.
You know, it's interesting in traditional Chinese medicine, the season of fall is associated with the process of contemplation,
mm-hmm.
which is what the season invites us all to do on a natural level, to begin to go within. And we do that whether we're conscious of it or not.
Right.
If you're one of those decorating your house, well, you're going within.
That's if you're engaging.
If you're lighting candles, you're inviting
you're
that
engaging.
Warmth. Yeah.
That's it. And so, again, there's a real benefit why are we talking about this? Because there's a real benefit to raising that level of consciousness, right?
Yes.
And connecting to that transition, that
what it does,
beginning and endings.
What the possibility there is for making every moment sacred.
Mm-hmm.
It's inviting the sacred into the mundane.
Right.
Everything you do with intention and consciousness becomes a sacred ritual
right.
of becoming.
A lot of people look out at the world today and they see a world out of harmony. They see a world yep. out of balance.
Division,
and so
change, uncertainty.
Right. So with this year's equinox, maybe we could be reminded that we're called, each one of us is called to seek harmony and balance, first and foremost, within ourselves.
Yes.
You know, yes. first and foremost, how can I, okay, the world out there is I'm seeing, maybe I'm seeing it and perceiving it as out of balance. What about my internal world? How am I experiencing that? And am I ready to, you know, kind of make this jump to do what I can within myself?
Yeah, where
to achieve balance?
Where do I find out of balance? And how can I bring in some more rest, more peace, more awareness?
Yep. Everybody, if everybody sweeps in front of their house, I'll be dadgum. The whole street becomes clean. Talking about the some things you might not have thought of. Maybe you knew that fall started this week, but maybe you hadn't thought about all of the particulars that come with the equinox. We're talking about some today here on Strategies. Stay with us.
For hope and peace to spare, looking for strategies, strategies for living radio, your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about the wonderment.
It's fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all. That's what we say down here in the South. how many of us just kind of take for granted, okay, it's summer now. Okay, it's fall now. Okay, it's spring now. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's some real value, I think, to raising the level of consciousness to the shifting of the seasons,
and
right?
I hope it can help us all to do is to begin to tune in energetically to the collective energy, to the nature around us, to really become more present with ourselves, with our surroundings, and with each other.
Well,
because so often we can get lost in our daily schedule and here's what's
sure.
next and get completely disconnected from where we are within a year, within a season, within the community.
Well, there's a lot of talk out there about, you know, we're in times of transition.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that.
There's a lot of talk about there. And, you know, some people are really kind of, you know, really upset about it. Because, look, transitional times can be unsettling. Mm-hmm. And so every year, you know, let's look at what we face.
Mm-hmm.
We face this every year.
We
face transition times every year. Mm-hmm. That's what seasonal change is. And how many people listening to us right now, get kind of triggered, if you will?
Yep.
The season change triggers anxiety, or triggers restlessness, or triggers fill in the blank. It may trigger very positive and good things, right?
Well, this is where on one level the body keeps the score. So whatever, you know, your history with the season
right.
has been, whatever your story has been around that, it resurfaces each
right.
year
right.
for you to look at and decide, okay, what would I like to do with it this year?
You know?
And you're right. You know, each season, each change affects us way more deeply than we realize, or than I think we'd like to admit sometimes.
Perhaps so.
You know, I often have clients start to come in around this time who are like, I am just so tired, and I'll likely get it within the next couple months.
Yeah.
You know, and they beat themselves up about how tired they are. And I really tried to remind them, look, we're in the season of rest.
This is a season where your body is being called.
And part of that is very natural, very normal. And it's less about, you know, how can I overcome this, and more about how can I honor this?
Yeah. We kind of mentioned this last segment, but becoming mindfully aware is a very important thing to connect to life as cyclical, life as cycle. And so if we become very mindful of that, very aware of that, then perhaps we can incorporate some practices into our routine to help us during this transition period.
Yeah. So
to, you know, ground ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, we know that change brings unease, right? Because our brains like routines. And so you're right. These seasonal transitions can really stir up that anxiety and restlessness.
Right.
And so I like your idea of, you know, what rituals can we begin to include within our daily
And practices. As we mentioned last segment, we may already be doing them.
You know, right
now we're running around looking for the perfect pumpkin, just as an example.
Yes.
Well, okay.
So become more mindful of that.
Bring that into mindful awareness.
Yes.
And be intentional about that.
Yes.
Right? So nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's what we're being called to do.
Yes,
right?
And so much more richness can be brought to it with the intention, right? So as you pick out your perfect pumpkin for your front porch, right, to bring some awareness, even historically, to our ancestors who would have been harvesting pumpkins at this time.
Right.
And express the gratitude for this beautiful gourd that you have in your hands that you're bringing.
I don't care about the gourd. I just want the pumpkin pie. I mean, I just like the pumpkin pie, period. You know,
right. Yeah. And you can bring so much intention to that practice as well, to the making of the pie.
We make a great pair because you're into the seeds and into that natural thing. I want the pie.
Well, that's fine.
We use the whole thing. See?
Absolutely.
Nothing's wasted. So again, you know, what intentions do you want to set for the fall?
Mm.
If we're using this natural cycle, which occurs every year, why wouldn't we use it?
Mm-hmm.
What would our intentions be for this fall
during
this period of transition? Right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, just as many of the farmers plan for the next cycle and are harvesting,
right?
You know, and as we shift from the outward activity of summer to the inward reflection of fall, we might ask ourselves, can I mentally and emotionally and spiritually harvest from my activities of the summer?
Okay.
What can I harvest? What can I bring to bear within myself? And then also, what can I let go?
What can I let go?
I begin to prune back and release this natural time of letting go.
We were sitting on the front porch last evening because a wonderful rainstorm came.
Yes.
You know?
It was like the harbinger of fall.
Yeah. We even had a little hail.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing to damage anything,
right.
But I mean, you know, it was kind of
just enough to be okay.
Kind of nice to sit on the on the front porch swing and be able to be protected from it. For the most part, it blew a little bit, but for the most part, we were protected.
It was a little
aggressive. Yeah, it was. But I was sitting on the front porch swing, and I was looking at the bush to the, you know, to the left side. If you're looking at the house, to the left side of the front door, right?
Yeah.
And I was looking at how much it has grown during the spring and the, you know,
summer.
Yeah. And I was thinking, oh, I got to, you know, this next weekend, I got to prune that back a bit to kind of shape it. And so it can begin again, right?
Yes, yes.
All right. So that's metaphor.
Great
for
analogy.
What in my life, you know, can I, if I'm sitting on the front porch, metaphorically, my front porch.
Yes. What's been growing?
What's been growing and what might have grown a little more? You know, wildly.
Maybe there's some weeds that have grown in with the with the harvest.
Maybe. And what would be good now during this period to maybe prune back a bit?
Because that's a huge practice of the fall. If you're a farmer, right, you are separating, right, the grains from the weeds.
Right.
You're separating everything out.
Fall actually invites us to release the emotional quote unquote leaves, right?
Yes.
They no longer serve us. And again, that's nature showing us, right? Leading us, if we'll just but observe.
Yeah.
God doesn't make any mistakes. And look at the cyclical nature that is provided there. And if we look at that, what do we need to release? What can we emotionally, what leaves, if you will, no longer serve us and they're ready to they're ready to fall and be raked up and bagged up and put away.
Well, or just decay and becomes fresh soil for something
better
to grow.
Sure, we can recycle, right?
I mean, because I think that's what often happens within us. When we allow ourselves to release emotional weight of resentments or regrets or expectations, we free up so much energy to actually put into something that we want to see become and to grow within us.
Absolutely. As we do this, I think it's extremely important to be compassionate, to be compassionate to yourself, to be compassionate to all others during this time of change.
As we enter a time of greater darkness, it's going to be so important that we remember that there is always light there, and it's always coming. And within the darkness, we can actually find...
Well, there really is no such thing as darkness.
Yes.
There's only light.
Good point.
Right. There's only light and the absence of light.
Yes.
And so when we are in darkness, it's important, Lauren, to remember, okay...
Well, darkness has to have light in order to exist.
Right, right.
It's the very foundation.
It's the very foundation.
Right, and so it's not a hopeless or... a tragic thing that we're entering more darkness. It's just a different experience of the light.
Right.
It's a different perspective, and it gives us time to, you know, to grieve perhaps and to tend to our own tenderness.
What do I need to grieve individually if there's anything in my life? What do we need to grieve collectively? What are the areas of tension and uncertainty?
The other piece of wisdom within the equinox, in which the light and day are equal, it reminds us of both and. We are capable as beings to hold both joy and sorrow, just as the sky holds day and night.
Yeah. So, how can the equinox help us to hold that light and I'm going to put in a word, shadow.
Yes.
Instead of dark.
Yeah, I like that.
How can we hold on to both that light and that shadow in some type of balance?
And wholeness,
right. Mm. The very word holy comes from wholeness, all of it.
Which is about integration.
Right.
Not separation.
Right. And so it's all of the seasons, all of it, the cycle, the entire cycle. So we're talking about the fall equinox. We are strategies for living, so let's get technical when we come back. Let's get into some strategies. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
All right. More strategies for living for the fall, y'all. Coming up.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
Where are they? Where are they? Looking for those strategies.
They're all within.
Yeah. I knew you were say something like that. Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on Strategies for Living as we're in a natural cycle transition time.
Yeah.
It's called the fall. We're the equinox. And so it's the transition from summer into fall. And, you know, when we look at this happens every year and it's important to connect to it. This may be especially true this year as we look around and many, 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 many people are, unsettled, uncertain about the change that they're perceiving around in the world.
Yeah. You said that, and I got this image of, like, you know, a toddler in the summertime after they've been playing all day and the struggle to try to get them to come in and transition into the evening routine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very much, I think, very much what we're seeing in the world and ourselves and what we can be feeling, that sort of restlessness, like,
sure,
okay, we've done all of this activity and, oh no, Mother Nature, Mother Earth is calling us back home to rest again.
Calling us to come in and clean up.
Ready. We're not quite ready. You know, like, one more round. Yeah. Let me go play a little longer.
Good metaphor. All right. Well, we're strategies for living. So let's talk about some practical strategies, some applications, some life strategies, if you will, to, call us into more balance.
Okay.
During this season, this fall.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll throw out one.
Okay.
Because I think I'm pretty good at this one.
Okay.
I have my daily rituals.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of do the same thing, the same ritual each morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it works very well for me.
Yeah.
Now, not everybody has, you know, their, for me, it's about balancing, it gives me time to, you know, ground myself in the morning and get ready for the day. I kind of in the evening do some version of that.
Of a wind down.
Winding down.
And,
yeah.
And what you do that, if you practice a routine like that with some regularity, what you're doing really, I think on some level, you're instilling trust within your body.
Mm.
Because if you engage in that routine, your body knows what's to expect. And especially if you have a morning or an evening routine, it can help your body to adjust naturally to the rhythms, right?
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, if you don't have a morning or evening routine, now would be a great time to start it. If you do, I might ask us to, how can we incorporate the seasonality within our routines, you know, and not become so rigid, you know, by inviting, okay, how can I invite this change of fall into my morning and evening or midday, whenever your routines are, to acknowledge that change and to help your body, again, to trust and lean into this transition.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's in the morning you begin with a centering breath exercise. One of the best things we know we can do in the morning within 30 minutes of waking up is to get some sunlight. You know, whether that's right next to a clear window or the best thing is to go outside.
Go outside. Soak it in.
Yeah, because it's the best way to help your body understand, okay, it's morning and it starts to produce those hormones that get you revved up and ready. And not only does it produce the morning hormones, but having that morning light, we know, sets the cycle for melatonin in the evening as
well.
There
you go. Yes. This is a season of slowing down. So what strategy can we give ourselves to embrace slowing down a little bit?
So first and foremost, I would say to be compassionate with ourselves.
Absolutely.
To recognize that you're going to be, you likely will begin to have a change in your sleep pattern or your energy levels. In fact, the last 2 days or a couple days this week, I was in bed before you.
Yeah.
Which is not a common thing. But I listened to my body and I was honoring it by saying, okay, we need a little more rest, and I'm not going to fight it.
How do you give yourself permission to rest and to prepare for the long winter ahead? My father was a hardworking guy, managed a grocery store, and so he worked long hours, but I would see him come home and eat lunch every day and then lay down for about 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
And, I think sometimes he'd actually go to sleep. But then he'd wake up and work another, 10, 12 hours in the day.
Yeah.
And I truly think that break is something that allowed him to do that.
Yeah, if we could all give ourselves that gift of rest. And when I say that, I don't mean lie down and then worry about when you have to get up again.
Yeah.
Because I think so many of us fall into that trap, right?
Right.
But you have to really discipline and give yourself permission to really rest, because it's necessary and important for, our continuing.
Another strategy is to think about community rituals. How can we do more sharing meals, maybe sharing gratitude circles, supporting one another, in an important way? Building those community rituals for us, I think, is a wonderful strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think we do this again unconsciously, right? A lot of people go out to the pumpkin patch and they take pictures, and we do fall pictures, and
right,
we do these sort of things, but I don't know how consciously we do them. So
if we already do them and we just add a little tuning in and consciousness, we'll really pardon the pun, reap the harvest of rewards for ourselves.
Yeah. It might also invite us to practice and lean into the letting go of this season, right? So maybe add into your evening routine, even right before your bed, before you go to bed, bring to mind, what am I going to release from the day? How can I, and see your thoughts and worries as objects or whatever, and allow them to float away.
To be released. And maybe about balance. We've talked a lot about balance today, so maybe I would invite us all to ask ourselves, what balance am I being called into this season? What do I need to especially work on balancing in my life during this period?
And where can I see balance naturally unfolding and allow for that?
There you go. We're celebrating the fall equinox. Yeah, it's fall, y'all. Talking about the importance of it today and the strategies we can use as we celebrate the cycles of the seasons here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Fall Equinox. It is God's sacred reminder to us to balance, to let go, to embrace transition.
Yeah.
What's your main takeaway from our conversation today, Lauren?
As we lean into the cycle of autumn, right, and especially the sacred moment of the equinox, which technically is past, but it teaches us, like you said, that we can hold light and dark, right? So that we can hold both joys and struggles in wholeness and in integration, right? And I don't know, the fall sort of reminds us that we don't have to control the world around us, but how can we create and align with balance within ourselves?
Yeah, there you go. Fall isn't just about the season. It's about finding balance, finding harmony in yourself. And if we find it in ourselves, we'll find it more in the world.
Absolutely, because we see through ourselves.
So maybe we all need to carry the kind of the spirit of this transition time, this equinox, into our daily lives, right?
Yeah.
And
just as the trees surrender their leaves, what can you release that no longer serves you to make space so that you can see the balance that's naturally wanting to sprout?
And to do this with intention, to do this with conscious awareness.
And self-compassion.
And self-compassion. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to do these things anyway. So why not make them useful for us? Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our wonderful sponsors who make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.